maybe this is the time to ask about your work with aircraft direction.
Well, yes, that turned out to follow from the successful firing.
Mm-hmm.
The first I heard was I was told that some officers are coming from Oahu to look and see how our radar works. And they want to do some things. So, all right, that's fine. So they came and I set up the radar and tracked some airplanes for it, and they watched how we were. And then they said, we'd like to plot on a map the position of that airplane. And I said, well, mainly we need a table to hold the map up. And it's a little crowded here inside the van. So I don't know if we can do this on the beach, but we can telephone out the coordinates every 15 or 20 seconds, and someone can plot it on the map with a pencil. But we have to sort of orient the map to, because radar coordinates are azimuth, elevation, and angle. And pretty soon you see that what you do is you put a pin where the radar is and a calibrated string or ruler or something, mm-hmm. and the ruler is the range and the string is at the angle from the radar. Now the radar was arranged to calculate the difference between slant range and horizontal range.
Mm-hmm.
Horizontal range is the slant range projected against the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So plotting really involves use of horizontal range rather than slant range. The 584 had two types of output devices. One were giant 9-inch diameter potentiometers where the arm went around the periphery and the relative proportion of the resistance between the arm and one end was the angle of rotation. And those were not used until we came to the M9 electrical director. Then there were also Celsons, or synchros, which is a motor transformer-like device where the shaft position that's input at one is exactly reproduced at the output of another. So it's a way of transmitting shaft angle with wires.
Mm.
And that was the basic linkage between the outputs of the 584 and other equipment.
Uh-huh.
But in azimuth, there was both a fine and a coarse synchro. The fine synchro, one revolution of the shaft was 360 degrees. And the fine synchro, one revolution of the shaft was 1/16 of a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get more accurate information off the fine synchro because these things had a few degrees of slop.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to be accurate, they had to have almost no load on the shaft. They would pull a little bit of load if you would tolerate a little bit of error. The synchros must have weighed about 3 or 4 pounds and been 6 inches in diameter. It was a fair piece of iron.
Uh-huh.
They were made to be pretty powerful because a rather minute force would make a small angular error. And they had to turn dials and indicators, but not machinery.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this manual plotting, and I very quickly realized that we could send angle out to the plotting table, and if we just put the map down over the shaft of the synchro,
mm-hmm.
then the azimuth would come out of the radar, and all we had to plot was the range on the on the ruler. And I don't really remember the sequence in which all of these things are done. I have to deduce what I think happened to make the story fit, but
mm-hmm.
I don't actually remember.
Mm-hmm.
But very soon I said that if We put the azimuth centro in the center of the table. I could wire out azimuth from the radar. And, the plotter then would just plot range.